This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Baby boomers are retiring, and while many look forward to spending more time with their spouse in their golden years, others are finding they're facing retirement alone. Joining me are Sandy Olger, who's starting that journey, and Lisa Beatty. Lisa is an attorney with Naraki Center. The firm focuses on seniors. It recently held a seminar on helping women who become single later in life, whether widowed or divorced. They have to adjust to life on their own, socially, financially, and otherwise. So welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sandy, how is being a woman and single now being different than a man and being single when facing retirement years?
Well, I think so often men have a job or a hobby that they do on a regular basis, where women, pretty much your family, taking care of your husband and so forth is your life. You may work, but when you get home, you've got all that to take care of, and then you don't. It's gone.
I was told that you lost your mother, and then 3 weeks later, you lost your husband. What kind of adjustments in life did you do you face?
Well, I tried to spend 3 or 4 days a week with my mother and 3 or 4 days a week with my husband. Other people stayed by my mom when I couldn't be there, and I had caregivers for my husband when I wasn't there.
He was ill?
Yes, he was ill. He had dementia. Went into Alzheimer's, and toward the end, he couldn't swallow or eat or anything. So that was a real hard thing to watch.
So they're both gone. You're alone. Tell me what that's like when you lose two people that have been most of your life, all of your life in your mother's case.
Right. I still, and it's been a little over a year and a half, I still go to the telephone to call Mom. And I'm always going to the grocery store and looking for her favorite things, whether it was baked goods or her particular coffee. Do the same thing for Jerry. There were certain things that he always liked. And, you know, some days I find myself in the grocery store in that aisle, and I just stop and I cry. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not going to buy it for myself. It's not something in particular that I would like, but I knew they loved.
So you have to plan for yourself now. You have to plan dealing with retirement issues, estate issues, all those things you have to plan for. That would seem daunting as a couple. Now you've got to make all these decisions on your own. How's that been?
Well, as Lisa and I was talking earlier, you need to find someone you can trust to talk it over with, because you're used to talking to your mother, your father, your spouse, and all at once, none of those people are there to help you. For me, it's always look to my God, pray, and hope the answer comes. And I find it usually does, and in a way that maybe I didn't expect it to come.
Lisa, when a woman is facing retirement alone or planning for their life after losing someone, what's the biggest concerns she might bring to you?
Well, as an attorney, as an elder law attorney, we meet with a lot of widows and widowers who are concerned about their futures. How can they protect themselves financially? How can they protect themselves legally? And those are some of their biggest concerns when they're coming to see me in the office on a more professional level. But our firm was looking to try and find a way that we could provide some benefit to the singles in our community, and we came up with this idea of this Single Women's Guide to Retirement. When I'm presenting that seminar, when we're doing this workshop, one of the things that I hear most is, my spouse has passed away and I have all of this time. And I just don't know what to do anymore, because so many spouses are caregiving. And all of a sudden, the spouse has passed, and they don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn, and they're just overwhelmed with all of the hours in the day.
So this is beyond estate planning. It's beyond preparing for long-term care or whatever they might have in their future. It's about trying to find a way to help them. You're not a social service agency. You're not a social club. You're a law firm. How do you help them? How do you guide them in finding a way to fill those days that used to be filled with the people they love?
Well, as an elder law attorney, I'm certainly working with seniors all day, every day. And so I'm very familiar with and comfortable speaking with people about those challenges. And I hear them on a daily basis. When we provide legal services to a client, you know, my title is attorney and counselor, and I'm doing a lot of counseling. So to create a workshop environment for singles, particularly single women, to come in and talk about these things wasn't a stretch at all as far as what to talk about or how to talk about it. So, yes, I wear the social work hat sometimes, and I wear the lawyer hat sometimes, and sometimes I do both.
Sadie, turning to a law firm might seem like a necessity. I mean, you've got to get your affairs in order after losing people in your life. But I get the feeling this has gone beyond just getting legal guidance for you. What have you learned from this experience, this workshop, the seminars that they're holding,
Like I was saying, you begin to trust somebody, and before long, they're friends. You know, they know everything there is to know because they've been through the grieving with you, and I found them there all the time. I mean, I could call and talk to someone at any time I needed to. And although we started on one situation, and then my husband passed, we went into another legal situation, and they helped me through that also.
So I want to ask each of you the same question as we get ready to close here. Tell me your best advice for someone who faces the same situation, maybe it's new to their lives. What can you tell them? What kind of advice would you give them to deal with the loss of a spouse and to get on with their lives in a meaningful way?
Well, first, find someone that you can trust, whether you're your best friend, someone at work, someone at church. Find someone that you can trust that you can talk with. Always look for someone that can help you figure out, because so often you got to put it in words, and it's hard to do that. You've lost everybody you've been able to trust and work with, and all of a sudden you got to find someone new. And join an organization such as, for me, it was the Alzheimer's. Get out. Be with people. I enjoy children and senior citizens, so the Alzheimer's walk was a great thing for me because I had both. You know, I had little tots that weren't even able to walk and senior citizen wheelchairs that were just having a great time. And my Aunt Ellen used to always say, if a door closes, look for the window. Mm. Climb through the window. And sometimes that's what you have to do.
Lisa, any advice for people who are facing this situation?
I think it's most important that everybody in this situation, widows, widowers, give yourselves time to grieve. Let that pass. Like, it's okay. When the dust settles, it's really, really important to try and identify what your goals are, financial goals, health goals, goals about where you might want to live, whether you want to work, whether you want to travel, what do you want to do, and try and figure out what's most important to you. And then once you identify those goals, actually set time frames, make them real, and then work towards achieving them. It gives people focus. It gives them a reason to get up in the morning, gives them things to do. Surround yourself with people, like Sandy was saying, that are perhaps in similar circumstances. Create your support group. Find your good advisors and stick with your plan.
That's Lisa Beatty. She's an attorney with Naraki Center for Elder Law, Special Needs, and Disability Planning. We also heard from Sandy Olger, who is single, retired, having a little bit of fun, and a client of the firm. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.